Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 263.
Today's class is going to be about Asara V'Tevet, the 10th day of Tevet, which is coming to us
tomorrow.
And I wanted to talk about something which is very unique about Asara V'Tevet. Not only, of course, is it the shortest fast because of the time of year that it occurs in the Northern Hemisphere, it's also a fast which occasionally occurs on Friday. Now that's a very odd thing. So I wanted to talk about where this comes from, why that might be, and perhaps an even more surprising fact that we know about Asara V'Tevet. And so the Pasuk in Zechariah is really the origin of these four fasts. We know that during the year we fast a bunch of times. There's Yom Kippur, there's Tanis Esther, which relates to the story, the actual win of the story of Purim, and then there are these four fasts. These fasts are referred to by the Navi Zechariah in Perek Ches, Pasuk Yud Tes, where he says, Ko amar Hashem Tzvaos, this is what God reported to me, that Tzom HaRaviyi, V'Tzom HaChamishi, V'Tzom HaShviyi, V'Tzom HaAsiri, the fast of the fourth, the fast of the fifth, the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth, Yil Leves Yehuda L'Sason U'L'Simcha, shall be for the Jewish people days of joy and rejoicing, U'L'Moadim Tovim, and for celebration. They will be holidays. And so in the same Pasuk, the Navi refers to them as both fast days and at the same time days of rejoicing. How is that? So the Gemara talks about that. It depends on the era. These are 4 days where we react to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Specifically in this context, the first Beis HaMikdash. But we know that many of these days replayed and the dates were significant in some way in the second Beis HaMikdash as well. And so it means that these days on which such difficult events occurred, these days are going to be in some time, in some way, on some day, days of celebration. When is that? Days of Shalva, days of Shalom, days when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. These days, which meant that such bad things that happened, will now represent the goodness that we currently experience. And so what are these days? So it just refers to them as the fast of the fourth and the fifth and the seventh and the tenth. What's that referring to? So Rashi fills us in and says it's referring to the month. So Tzom HaAsiri, for example, is referring to the 10th month, the month that we know as Teves. Okay, so the month that we know as Teves has a fast day. That's Tzom HaAsiri. Okay, now what were the events that are behind these four fasts? That's an interesting discussion of Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches, where we have most of the events as agreed upon. Of course, the famous event, and that's the event of Tzom HaRaviyi of the fourth month. That's the month of Tammuz, when the walls of Jerusalem were breached, and whether the Babylonians or the Romans the second time around were able to get in Jerusalem. And then there's Tzom HaChamishi. That's the fast of the fifth. That's the fast of Av, when in both situations, both first and second temple, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on the ninth day of Av. It was actually broken, and it was set on fire on the ninth day of Av. What they debate about is the Tzom HaAsiri. What is the Tzom HaAsiri? So Rabbi Shimon actually says that because it's listed last, it's referring to the last event to take place, and it's referring to Ba Shemua Lagola. That's the day that in the exile, in the diaspora, where Jews had been living already, because Yechezkel and many others had been exiled 11 years prior, finally word got out about the destruction of Jerusalem. And so you imagine that it occurred in the summertime, and they didn't hear and they didn't get word till late December or sometime in December. That's when the 10th of Teves, or that's the fast in Teves, when that occurred. Rabbi Akiva disagrees, and Rabbi Akiva's opinion carries the day because that's the one we've all heard of. Rabbi Akiva holds that the fast of the 10th is referring to the 10th day of Teves, and on the 10th day of Teves, that was the day where it all began. That was the day, Shebo Samach Melech Bavel al Yerushalayim, that was the day that the Babylonian king decided to go and began the siege on Jerusalem. And so, to Rabbi Akiva, the fast of the 10th is actually referring to the first event in the sequence of events, the first event in the chronology, and it's referring to the day the siege began, of course, well before they breached the walls, well before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and well before Gedaliah ben Achikam was killed, which is the fourth fast. And so the order is very different. Are we talking about the first event? Are we talking about the last event? That's a big debate that exists between the two of them. So now, with all of that said, this fast can occur in many days of the week. But what we have is a general rule when it comes to fasts. When fasts occur on Shabbos, so because fasts are generally about bad news, we push them off. So very often, Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, the 17th day of Tammuz falls on Shabbos, and what do? We push it to Sunday. Okay, that makes sense. The only one exception, of course, is Tanit Esther. Now, Tanit Esther is not a bad fast. It represents the power of Tefillah, some other things. We'll talk about that hopefully when we get there, and take 10 number, I don't know, it will be up to 105. The bad fasts get pushed forward, and the Tanit Esther gets pushed backwards to Thursday when it falls on Shabbos. But what about the fast of Asar B'Teves? So it's very interesting. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that Kol Dalet Samos Halalu Im Chalul Lios B'Shabbos Nidchen La'achar HaShabbos. If any of these four fasts occur on Shabbos, they're pushed to after Shabbos, which makes sense. That's the rule, as it's said in the Gemara Megillah Daf Hei. That's the rule. It's confirmed by the Rambam. That's pretty much what everybody holds. The Rama then says, "Im chalu be'erev Shabbos." If let's say they fall on erev Shabbos, now that's not so frequent. Calendrically, based on the calendar, the only time this ever happens is the fast of Asar B'Teves. But the Rama tells us what we do in such an eventuality. How do we deal with the davening? What do we do? Etc., etc. So there's an interesting comment here made by the Magid of Ram. This Magid of Ram and this Shulchan Aruch, this halacha, is found in Simen Tuf Kuf Nun Sif Gimel in Ar HaChaim. The Magid of Ram says that when we refer to all four fasts falling on Shabbos, he points out that based on the calendar, Lav Dafka, we don't really mean all four fasts falling on Shabbos, because not all four fasts can fall on Shabbos. Lav Dafka, de la'olam ein yud b'teves b'Shabbos. The 10th of Teves can never, ever fall on Shabbos. That'll never need to be pushed to Sunday, and for sure would never be pushed forward like Tanis Esther would be, but it'll never fall on Shabbos. We'll never have this situation. So let's say we did. Let's say the 10th day of Teves, the day that we say represents the siege, according to Rabbi Akiva, that day would fall on Shabbos. So what would we do? How would we treat it? So the Avudraham says something fascinating. Avudraham is a Rishon, and in his discussion about Tanios, he says, "Va'afilu hayachol b'Shabbos, lo hayu yecholim lidchoso lo yom acher." If the 10th day of Teves, the fast that we're going to fast this Sunday, would fall on Shabbos, we would not push it, and instead we would fast on Shabbos. And the reason that it gives is because there's interesting language used when the Navi Yecheskel is told about the events. The pasuk is in Perachof Dalet in Yecheskel. It says, "Vayidvar Hashem elai b'shana hatshias." God spoke to me in the ninth year. Bechodesh v'asir be'esol lechodesh ben adam k'sav lecha es shem hayom es etzem hayom azeh. Write down this day, this immediate day, this etzem hayom azeh, the essence of this day, on this day, samach melech bavel al Yerushalayim, the king of Babylonia, surrounded and besieged Jerusalem, and again, be'etzem hayom azeh. And so in real time, the Navi Yechezkel is being told what is happening in the moment at Jerusalem. Again, Yechezkel is already in Babylonia. He was already exiled many years before, and he is hearing about this from God. What's going on in sort of play-by-play format in real time, what's going on in Jerusalem? And so the Avudraham says, because of this repetition of Etzem Hayom Azeh, on this day, on this day, on this day, there's an emphasis of making sure we fast on this day. And indeed, says the Avudraham, we see that same language on Yom Kippur. And what's unique about Yom Kippur? That if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, when do we fast? On Shabbos. And that's also because it says in Vayikra Perachof Gimel many times, Be'etzem Hayom Azeh, Be'etzem Hayom Azeh. Specifically, the fast has to be done on that day. It should not be moved. The Beis Yosef quotes this Avudraham and he's like, "V'lo yadati minayin lozeh." I don't understand. How could this possibly be possible that we're going to fast on Shabbos? You're not really supposed to fast on Shabbos. And so some explain that the reason that it's okay to fast on Shabbos is because you're not really fasting full Shabbos. Tisha B'Av could never happen on Shabbos because Tisha B'Av is a 24-hour fast. That would be dismissing Shabbos entirely. This is only a half-day fast, and we have some precedent for half-day fasts to be fast on Shabbos, like a fast for a dream. But there's an answer that I wanted to share with you of how could it be that this fast cannot be moved? Why is it immovable? And that's the answer of the Shutz Sho'el Omeshev. He explains as follows. He says the reason this fast cannot be moved is because this fast was Az Haschalas HaPeronios. This was the first event to occur. V'chol HaDvarim, in regard to all situations, we always have to be very careful and we have to be attentive to the beginning. It all follows the beginning. The first event is the event that awakens us that something is happening. And we need to be paying attention for those first events. Because if we delay, if we push it off, if we don't take care of it and consider it when it's occurring, we might ignore something that's coming at us, that's coming towards us, that's coming for us. And so the message in Asar B'Teves not being allowed to move according to the Avudraham, would it be that it could fall on Shabbos, is that when we see threats, when we see things that might be very scary, we have to address them immediately. Whether it's through Torah, whether it's through Tefillah, whether it's through action of any sort, it has to be done right away, and we can't wait. Have a great day, everybody, and have a meaningful fast.